Okay, we're back. Someone just texted in one of the top shows, and I believe she's heard two others, so that's actually very impressive. Okay.
Must have been my mother.
Yes. Mrs. Salton, we appreciate you listening in. So you're obviously a songwriter, and you've played with a lot of successful people. How have they, any of them, been supportive of you as an artist, as a writer yourself?
I don't know about that. I think that, you know, everybody's kind of wrapped up in what they're doing. And, I mean, supportive? I mean, they don't tell me not to do it. They,
well, you know, were any of them ever interested in playing your songs or producing your album?
You know, I mean, you mean any of the artists that I played with? No.
Yeah.
No. I don't know that I'd want them to produce my records. I think that... you know, I have my own voice, and I know what I like to hear and how I like to hear it, and I don't like to mix, you know, mix
business with business,
business and pleasure. Actually, I get so much pleasure out of my own music that, you know, and that's not to say that I don't find working with other people pleasing. Of course, I do, but my solo career is really my release from working with other people, you know.
Now, last time you were here,
I don't have to kowtow down to anybody.
Okay. Well, you were nice enough to give me a CD of your acoustic stuff, a DVD of your acoustic stuff. Are you still playing that stuff? Are you doing any shows with that?
Yeah, I'm still playing that
stuff. Well, I mean, are you doing any shows coming up? Where can we see you, basically?
I just did a show where was it? Hopewell, New Jersey, at a lovely little place. It was an old train station that they converted into an event center. I had a nice show there. But for the next... right after I finish this Todd run, I'm doing like four or five shows with Todd at the end of the month. All of April and all of May is going to be me working on my new record.
Okay, and do you
know... No solo shows. Actually, I do have one solo show in Buffalo at the end of April, I think April 30th.
All right, well, let us know where you're playing, because
I sure will.
I want to keep people abreast.
Sure.
Okay, can I tag on to that? Is
you
this
can.
Being a so-called sideman for over 50 years, it's, as he said, it's his release to do his own music. And what that is that especially when you compose, that everyone has a song or different songs that come out of them. And when you play with other people, especially when they're known, they tend to do what comes out of them. And you're supportive in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're hired to do.
Right.
And so when you get an opportunity to play solo or to play your own music, it's a whole nother release.
Yeah.
And spiritually, mm-hmm. physically,
emotionally,
it's just a total type of release, because we all have our own particular choice, and sometimes we play songs that we don't particularly like, but we play them with all we have to give.
Right.
And sometimes we end up liking them, sometimes we don't. Say, I hope he doesn't play that next show.
You know, yeah. Boy, have I been in that position.
Does that happen a lot? Are you guys
I'm only giving you a hypothetical.
You know when it does happen? It does happen when, and I don't know, Yoma, if you've been in this position, but, you know, 2.5 months on tour with somebody and you're playing the same set.
Exactly, or, like 2.5 months for me of Zydeco is more than
You don't know. Not
stomach.
Only say you don't only say I don't want to play the song again. You say I don't want to play this show again.
Right.
You know.
So
it does really get to you after a while, huh?
It can. You know, it just gets tedious. It's like anything else. You know, it's like stamping license plates.
Right. Like boring.
I mean, you know, it's like delivering mail. It's the same thing. You know.
Think Mick Jagger's sick of Get Off of My Cloud? Or
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is.
But yet, how do you guys feel about that? Because I guess the audience still wants to hear the stuff they know, mm-hmm. and you guys want to get to do something new and different. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because a lot of times, and somebody said this to me not too long ago, it's like nobody cares about new music from old artists. You know?
That's an interesting phrase.
True.
And it's pretty true, actually. I mean, yeah, you have your core fan base that'll, you know, that will love whatever you do, no matter how new it is, or no matter how old or new, they just love whatever you do. But for the most part, you know, when if you've achieved some great success early in your career, The chances are you're not gonna sustain that for the rest of your life.
No,
you know, it's always gonna be what you did.
Not when they had the favorites, their old favorites.
Exactly, you know, like because they remember where they were when they heard it, what you know, what was going on in their lives at the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so we've hit on something good. We've let the audience in on some interesting stuff. Yeah. I'm more interested in the story you told last time. You had some interesting road stories yourself. You told me that you used to walk out of your hotel room and find people just kind of like laying around, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the people used to camp out in the halls of the hotels. I'm sure you've had that experience, you know?
Yeah. Tell security Ross him out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I can't get out of my door. I have to step over three people in order to leave my room.
Anything particularly wild, Juma, that you can remember? I mean, playing with Jimi Hendrix, that must have been some weird stuff going on.
Yeah, but nothing I really want to mention on broadcast.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Right, okay.
Okay. Anything that you don't want to mention that you can share with us?
Okay. Anything that you don't want to mention that you could mention?
Chasm, yeah. back to you. I want something juicy. Anything
want
wild.
Something juicy?
Anything wild, go on.
Oh, God, let's see. Man, I mean, naked girls at the side of the stage dancing. You know, Jimmy, you've had that experience, right?
Totally,
yeah. And, it's like it was de rigueur
right.
for the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Naked girls dancing. I remember streaking back in the early 70s.
No, it was just girls streaking. On the side of the stage right. that would take off their clothes and just start
right.
grooving.
Well, I missed some of that when my band was playing. I think I needed to get going a couple of years earlier.
Sorry to hear that.
That sounded pretty
you missed
good.
The '60s.
The '60s, right. yes. Okay.
How about getting dosed? I got dosed.
Oh
once.
Yeah,
really?
No,
yeah.
Just about everybody's gotten dosed.
Yeah, I got dosed once.
And how did that affect your performance?
I have no idea. I played that night at the Greek Theater in San Francisco.
In Berkeley,
yeah. Right. And it was about 50 degrees on stage, and I was wearing a short sleeve shirt. I didn't know. I did not know where I was. I did not know how I played that show. I kept going up to the drum tech and saying to him, during the show, saying to him, am I playing okay? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah, somebody earlier in the day had dosed me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, we don't want to let the show go by without playing some other type of music from Juma, because you do a lot of different things. What do we got coming up now?
Well, currently, what I'd like for you to play is a tune called Fly. This is a tune, the first tune on an album from a group that I play with in North Carolina. Tom Buchanan, Sons of Thunder is the name of the album. And this particular tune is called Fly. And
okay.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Check it out.